Now, you do realize, Aaron Berg, my listeners, some of them, can not only tell you what types of birds are chirping in the background, but that plane, they can tell you the airline and the destination just by the sound.
I'm gonna guess it's Spirit Airline, and by the yell of the woman on it refusing to get off, they're going to Vegas. I don't know the actual flight number, but I know that there's racism in the sky, and it's a problem. I can hear the yell right now. I just heard someone say, "No, you didn't." And you would think the D gets dropped because of the altitude, but the D is not even pronounced on Spirit Airlines. That's why there's no D in Spirit. They spell it with a T.
Aaron Berg joins us today from Queens. How is your marriage this week?
Was Mother's Day yesterday. Oh boy, that's a banger there. I don't know. I know you were busy on the phone with about eight exes calling them up. Doing your bit, the check's in the mail, I'm sorry, we'll iron it out. It's just that Dennis is in some trouble. He's not as mainstream as he was. Look, the money's on the way. I don't know why you would talk like David. You get David Tell to make your phone calls. Look, the money's coming. David's a busy man, blah, blah, blah. So you were busy. You had to call all these wives. So I did. Like I was a very attentive husband. I think the proper term now is cuck. I was a cuck. So I woke up with the baby the whole night, let her sleep. I woke up, let her sleep in the morning. I had zero sleep, and then the baby and I got her a gift. So you know when you say it's from the baby, it's not really from the baby. The baby didn't buy anything. The baby has no credit cards. The baby doesn't have an Amazon account. But you're
So
like,
you
oh
think.
yeah, oh, I hope not. I mean, you never know. These women are crafty the way they just work their way into your funds. So I got her a Fitbit, which
But
is
hang on
what
for
she.
one second.
Yeah.
Your microphone is scraping against something.
That's my anus. Okay, there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I got her a Fitbit, you know,
Yes.
these things.
Yeah.
Because someone said, like, when you're married, the thing you want to do is keep telling your wife she has to lose weight. I don't know where I learned this, but so I got her that. I got her four gym memberships. I threw out a whole bunch of food in the fridge, all the stuff that she likes. I replaced it with garbanzo beans, and yeah, I got her that. I put a elliptical right next to the bed. I put a stationary bike in the living room, and there's a treadmill right outside the backyard,
And a
and
scale right at the foot of the bed, right?
yeah, skipping rope, three bottles of testosterone cypionate, and a whole bunch of clenbuterol, which helps speed up the system. And if all else fails, a small hatchet to just chop off body parts in order to make weight for bikini season.
And how did she respond to that?
Seemed pretty happy. I mean, I distracted her by making bacon. Because she goes, "What's that smell?" And I go, "Oh, breakfast." I made her a lovely breakfast. I made her bacon and eggs, and then what did I do? She rearranged the apartment. Sometimes women like to do that, so you let her do that, and you go, "It's Mother's Day. You don't have to do that." But she goes, "I want to do it." So I'm like, "Oh, Jesus, all right. Well, don't move the elliptical too far," and then And then I got her a day at the spa, this little spa up the street. She went and she got a massage, which means fingered by an Asian.
Yeah. How
And then a
many
man,
hours at the spa?
3 hours.
And she came home and was that, did that calm her down?
Yeah, I think she got a little too cocky. You know, she started tossing some attitude around after that. Like, oh, I just got fingered by some guy named Sam. And I go, it's not his real name. They change their names when they come here. It's something way longer with a click in it. And then, so then She came home, and then she drank some wine. My sister came over, and then at night I went out. I got her sushi. This is a whole thing. And then I came, and then I boned her. I did sex on her at night.
That sounds like a beautiful Mother's Day.
Yeah, and now it's done. So as soon as I woke up today, I was like, it's over. Welcome back to Trash Village. So once it's done, you give them 24 hours, and then that's it. Then you get back. Then I was like, why is the internet not working?
Right.
And I started yelling and complaining because she dropped the thing yesterday. What's it called? The router. I go, did you drop this? She goes, I don't know, maybe. She knows. You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe.
Who is more likely to be critical in the relationship?
Oh, she just heard. What did you say? She was inside. She heard me. She goes, maybe. Who's more likely
Who's more critical? Who can go the longest without complaining? Do you complain?
Yeah, I complain a lot. She complains too, but we're very codependent.
So you do complain about her behavior? You'll say, I wish you didn't do that. Do you say that? I wish you didn't say that. Do you ever say, I wish you didn't say that?
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I just go, shut up. It's the same. It's the same. It's just different words.
You're getting to the point, yeah.
Yeah, different words. It's different words. It's lovely. It's going great. Here's what I've learned about marriage, and you would know this through 14 and a mail order ride. As long as you're willing to get fat and not care about anything, you can survive it. But if you intend, I missed a workout this week. I never miss workouts, but mm-hmm. I had to be with my family. You have to make a compromise. This is why people do growth hormone.
So they can be with their family.
Yeah.
So growth hormones are family values.
Less time.
In the gym, more time with my wife and kids.
Yeah. And it's it's a compromise and you have to change everything. It's not, you know, I get why. Some people just drive their cars off bridges,
mm-hmm.
but it's also, you know, there's some happiness and joy in it. The kids are the best part, right?
Mm-hmm. But let me
to quote Jared from Subway, the kids are the best part.
He was a terrible man. You know, after he molested those kids, he charged them an extra $1 for the avocado.
Yeah, and then double meat.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. It was. So what is more important to you, time or money? What are you greedy-er about? Because your last name is what? Berg?
Yes, which translated means line my pockets with gold and silver.
So what are you greedier? I shouldn't even talk that way, but what is more precious to you? Money or time?
Probably time.
Yeah.
I'm not for want.
Do you fight more about time or than money with your wife?
We fight equally about both, I would imagine. Or, yeah, I mean, I just shut up. What am I going to do? You can't tell them. Nowadays, they'll start a Facebook group. What am I going to say? What am I going to say? Hey, dole up some bucks, lady. And then I got to hear about someone comes to her defense about gender inequality and the wage gap. And then I got to watch Amy Schumer do a monologue. I got better stuff to do.
What is a perfect day for Aaron Berg? If you were to sit down with your wife and do a time budget, and you sit down and you say, this is how much time we have. This is how I want to spend my time. Because you'll do that with money, but you won't do it with time.
Yeah, but I think I got to... Okay, I wake up, I write, I say hi to the baby and the wife. I may do that before I write. Then I try and get the internet fixed. Then I go outside, I light up a cigar. I talk to my friend David Feldman. Then I go to the gym. Then I come back home. I maybe take a nap, play a video game, and then do a bit more writing or procrastinate, and then I go and do a show and perform, and then I do it all again. It's perfect.
Now, as your time consultant, I'm sitting down with you and your wife,
mm-hmm.
helping you budget your time. Where in that schedule is just holding your wife underwater for 20 minutes?
I was about to throw up, and then I got hard.
Where is just sitting with your wife and just hugging her for 20 minutes?
Yeah, I'm not gay, so...
It does feel gay, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does feel gay. All right, I'll do that. 20 minutes, you got it? What about you start with three or four?
There are 24 hours in the day.
Look, David, I'm not a phlebotomist. I don't know how time works, okay?
I'm looking back at the mistakes that I've made.
Yeah.
And I'm just asking you, there's a lot of responsibility with a wife and a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't 20 minutes to just sit and hold your wife.
What's that do?
The skin is your biggest organ. Did you know that?
Yeah. Who books this 20 minutes with my wife? Do you hear a dog barking in the background?
Yeah,
could you get your listeners to find out what type of dog that is? And then if they do, what restaurant of Chinese origin he will be sold at in Astoria this afternoon?
What noise pisses you off the most?
I think the wind is horrible. I don't like the wind.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't like the sound of the wind. If I hear the wind blowing over brushes in a small town, that I will enjoy. Big city wind, ugh, way too urban for me.
Are you serious? I'm being serious.
I hate the wind. I'm not a fan of the wind.
Is that because your uncle blew you?
It's because my uncle's name was Winnie, and he would put a fist in me and ask if his Mercedes keys were left here.
You don't like the sound of the wind. So what keeps you up at night? What sound will keep you up? See, I find the wind, if I'm underneath the covers, unless the wind is coming from underneath the covers, I find it cozy.
Yeah, I don't like the wind. The raindrops are nice if you're in a cabin somewhere, but I sleep with your earplugs in. This is a habit that I have from my ex-fiance for dating back about 10 years. She used to sleep with earplugs because she was ravaged as a child. So she had these fears, and she would sleep with earplugs in, and then I started sleeping with earplugs in, and now I can't chase it. Now my ears are super sensitive to any sound, because when there's not earplugs in, my ears are like, oh, thank God, sound, and they're reaching out to hear whatever they can.
And does that dog in the background bother you?
This dog's fucking annoying the shit out of it. If you weren't on the phone right now, I'd yell expletives at this dog, and I'd say, you Portuguese sons of bitches, shut your dog up. And I don't even know if they're Portuguese. They could be Greek. You don't know when there's a woman with a mustache. You don't know where they're from.
You can't talk that way. That's a beautiful thing. If women choose to have mustaches, you can't.
It's not. It's not a beautiful thing.
That so says you.
Would you sleep with look, here's what I was thinking.
What about Selma Hayek in that movie about what's her name? The artist. I forgot her name. The Mexican with the, he did he painted Rockefeller Center. Who am I thinking?
Pablo Picasso.
No. Go ahead.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Not Frida Kahlo. What was her name? All right, forget it.
Okay, well, I was thinking Chelsea Handler. And I was Chelsea Handler. Here's what I was thinking about this morning was like, how come?
It was Frida Kahlo. Okay. And she had a mustache.
He was a great dude, Frida.
No.
Not a man? What, had a mustache?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, how come Chelsea Handler, and I've seen her in person once, and you probably know her.
And she was married to Diego Rivera. She had an affair with Diego Rivera and Trotsky. And Diego.
Chelsea Handler slept with Trotsky?
No, Frida Kahlo.
Oh, last night I had ice cream, and I'll tell you, I had the Trotskys this morning.
Speaking, that he was killed with an ice pick? So there is.
Probably deservedly so.
Well, all right. So we went off on a detour.
Yeah, we're digressing.
It's my fault. I apologize. Go ahead.
You're a professional.
Go ahead.
I think there was some news about Amy Schumer this week. Did you hear about it?
Well, she was on SNL. I understand she killed. I saw her do her monologue at the Beacon Theater last week, and it was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why was she in the news? She's
well. There was a young comic doing his Caroline's Breakout Artist the other night, where it's the first time they get to do 45 minutes. So they bring all their family and friends, and it's packed. And he goes on stage, and he's about 6 minutes in, and then Amy Schumer shows up, and she goes, "I want to go on." They go, "Oh, this guy's headlining for his first time." She goes, "I'm Amy Schumer." And then walks in, and she yells from the back. She goes, "Hey, Brendan, it's me, Amy Schumer. Can I do 10 minutes? And then he let her up to do 10 minutes. And then he went up and did the rest of his time. And everybody thought he was not the worst for wear. She lied. She was like, we're good friends. He told me it could come by. He'd never met her before. And then afterwards, she started messaging him saying, "Look, can you just make all this go away? I don't want it to be a bad look on me. And I don't want anything to hinder your career down the road." Threats from a woman, David.
I don't understand. I don't understand. So Amy Schumer,
yeah,
who art in heaven, hallowed be her name.
Thy kingdom come.
All over my face.
And then throw me a sock or a towel.
Amy Schumer,
mm-hmm,
okay, is hosting SNL.
Yeah,
right.
So she goes out to work on the set.
A lot of pressure to host SNL.
I've done it twice. I didn't care about it. I just showed up. I was like, I'll read the cue cards. Daryl Hammond was cutting himself in the back room.
Oh, come on. You're scraping again.
He was scraping.
What, your microphone is scraping something.
Oh, okay. There we go. And then, yeah.
So don't make fun of Daryl Hammond. He's been through a lot.
I think Daryl Hammond's hilarious and dark. And yeah, I saw him for the first time ever about
okay,
a month
so
ago.
Amy Schumer, a lot of pressure to host Saturday Night Live. She needs to run her set. When was this?
Last maybe Wednesday, I believe. Tuesday or Wednesday.
Of the week she's hosting SNL.
Correct.
A lot of pressure. Writing sketches, being up all night. She has limited time. She does Caroline's a favor by showing up to do a set. People come to Caroline's hoping that somebody like Amy Schumer is going to pop in and do a set.
Agreed.
She is a superstar. She has a movie that's
out.
Huge movie.
Yeah.
I Feel Pretty.
That's what it's called. And let me tell you this. I tried to watch it, and I could not illegally download it. So I have a complaint.
Okay. So now the word on the street is she bullied a young comic.
Yeah. You have the story right in front of you, actually. I just brought it up on your computer. No one knows that I'm over at your house wearing a bathrobe.
Okay. So it's gossip is what you're saying. It's not an actual story.
It's a real story. This happened. Gossip is a real story. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the presidency.
Oh, hang on. You just sent me the link. Okay, let me look. It's on Google. Oh, this is good. Thank you. This is something for me. This is something for me to get angry about. And wow. This is page 6 in the Post.
Let me explain for your listeners in the Rust Belt and the flyover states. Page 6, many big cities have newspapers that have more than 5 pages. So page 6 is the page wherein New Yorkers, the troubadours, the artists, the celebs, they all mishmash and they all match up on page 6 and we hear gossip about them. I've been on page 6 once when Zac Efron came to a show. Have you been on page 6, David?
No.
Oh, well, maybe you keep hanging out with me, you will be.
Oh, hang on for 1 second. This guy, what's his name, Sagalo?
Very funny comic. You've probably met him before.
Walk it off.
Yeah, he should walk it off.
He's a snowflake. Amy Schumer, he is.
Yeah.
I got news for you. He's starting out, right?
Yeah, he's probably 5 or 6 years in. Schumer's a veritable celebrity.
She's
a
big star.
Big star.
Yeah, and she came in swinging her dick, and she asked to do 10 minutes. because she's hosting Saturday Night Live, which is the most important thing in show business for a comic. That's more
important. Wait a minute. What about doing a fire hall in Poughkeepsie?
She came in and she took the stage. You know why? Because she's Amy Schumer. And Feldman. It belongs to her. Because she's
the stage.
If you're hosting Saturday Night Live in
you're
New
saying
York
City, you get carte blanche at any club you
absolutely. The week of Saturday Night Live? Do you know what kind of pressure she's under?
A lot of pressure.
It's live TV. You're not doing a Netflix special where you can sit in an editing bay for 3 weeks and take things out. You're doing stand-up live on Saturday night on NBC. Your entire career is on the line. Plus, you're working around the clock with the writers, and you've got Lauren Michaels breathing down your neck.
Amy, how's your monologue coming?
So, okay. So she walks into Caroline's, which is a great comedy club.
Great comedy club.
And people go to Caroline's not to see this guy Sagalo. I can't believe the of course it's in the New York Post because it's owned by Rupert Murdoch. And they don't like Amy Schumer because she's a liberal.
Now, in Brendan's defense, most of the people there were there to see Brendan.
Oh, it's a Tuesday night. Brendan Sagalo.
I like you getting angry about something. This came. This was organic. You thought it was going to be. Oh, by the way, that dog has been slaughtered. The dog is no longer here. And you had a call with PETA right before this.
Yeah,
okay,
but hang
go
on.
Ahead.
So Brendan Sagalo, he's this white guy, little heavy set.
Whoa, why do you have to make it a racist thing? Yes, he's white, okay? Do you know how many of them are shot by police? Two.
So the comic explained to her that his friends and family were in the audience and that this show was a big deal to him and that she literally barged on the stage. Well, guess what? You don't own Caroline's, Mr. What's his name? Brian Bagelow?
Brendan Sagalo.
Bilbo Biggins. Let me tell you something, Bilbo Biggins. He's upset because his friends and his family were in the audience, and this show was a big deal to him, and he didn't like being upstaged by Amy Schumer on a Tuesday night. Okay, if you're bringing your friends and your family to a show, you're nothing. You're nothing.
Yeah, it's a bringer. It's a bringer show. Okay. Brendan's very funny. I know Brendan.
It doesn't matter.
He's a very funny guy.
He's a pussy. He's a pussy. Yeah. And he complained to the New York Post that Amy Schumer on a Tuesday night at Caroline's came in to run her Saturday Night Live, said he should get on his hands and knees and kiss her feet for showing up and impressing his friends and family. Because that's what they're going to remember. That Big Bo Billins knows Amy Schumer.
Big Bo Billins. They're very good friends.
They don't know each other, according
They don't
to
know
Facebook.
Each other. Now, what happened after was they had private messages, which I've become privy to.
Yeah, this is good. I like to get upset about nothing.
Yeah, he did a podcast, and he goes, cocked by Amy Schumer.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. And she goes, why would you say cocked? Would you say cocked if it was a man that bumped you? So she turned it into a feminist issue right away. Now, I'm going to let you know this, David. Many comics in the scene are upset by Amy's braggadocious nature and the fact that she basically bullied someone to get stage time. They are not taking your side, David. The comedy community is opposed to you. You are like the person that's against the White House Correspondents' Dinner right now.
It's a Tuesday night. It's values, my friend. What's more important? What, you know, you talk about this guy Bilbo, he's a white male and he used the term cucked. Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. Let's talk about this.
I got to get him on your show. I'm going to text him right after this and say you should do David Feldman's show. If you have 18 hours, to.
I don't want to talk to him. He's a pussy.
You should. I think you should talk to
him.
You
need this pussy. He got.
You need this kind of controversy.
He got. But I don't want to talk to him. He's a pussy. He's a conservative snowflake because
he's a liberal.
No, he's a liberal. If you use the term cucked, and he doesn't understand that Amy Schumer is way more important than he is. He doesn't.
He's a liberal trans, identifies as black comic.
No, he is. I see what he is. He's a white guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's upset that she barged on the stage on a Tuesday night. So what?
I don't think he was really upset. I think the people made the story out of it. And I think I talked to him and he was like, I didn't really mind, actually. I was kind of happy that my family got to see her. So I think that the media blew it up. And I wonder if we should really trust the media anymore. That's why I bring this up. I think the best form of the media is a new website called whitepower.org. And they cover all the stories.
Well, let me read this to you, what he said. Sagalo, a lifelong member of Stormfront.
Bilbo Baggins.
Sagalo J.R. Tolkien character. Recounted the experience on his podcast, The Stupid Little Podcast. So like me, he needed something to talk about. He says, I'm 5 minutes into my set. I'm doing some crowd work. Well, right there, I don't like him. Crowd work?
Just to remind your listeners very quickly, crowd work is what puts food on my table.
I know.
All right, go ahead. I was teasing.
And then off to the side, I hear, hey, Brendan, it's Amy Schumer. Can I do 10 minutes in the middle of my set? I look over and it's Amy. And I'm like, yeah, this computer. Yeah, of course, I had no other reaction. When I'm walking off, I'm like, okay, but I'm actually happy. I'm like, this is a good thing. This is a great thing. Everybody thinks I'm friends with Amy. She knows my name. She said she follows me on Instagram, which she mentioned. This guy is such small potatoes. He's happy that Amy Schumer follows him on Instagram.
Yeah. Do you want to explain to your listeners what? There's a thing called the internet, and on there you can get these things called apps, and one of those apps is called Instagram. People put pictures on it, and then you can follow somebody. Okay, everyone's caught up in Boca Raton. Continue.
She said, this is him talking, she said she loves Brendan as a comic, and then he says she doesn't. You put the quarter in, you play the game. Right. It's a game. He later added, everybody was like, you should be mad. What a bitch. What a bitch.
That's
an awful thing to do, which yeah. It is, he says. It's a pretty shitty thing to do. At my first headlining set with all my friends and family there.
Yeah.
Well, he says, I'm happy I could give Amy the time on my show.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought it was a shitty move on her part to interrupt me. But he says it was awesome.
Yeah, there you go. See how the
press what's the problem?
There's no problem.
And then a source close to letting him know she would come by. And I don't understand what this is page 6, which is the New York Post, which is a right wing rag owned by Rupert Murdoch. And they're trying to portray Amy Schumer as some bully. And even the guy who she kind of took off stage so she could run her SNL set says it was a cool thing.
And Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, and his friends were saying, what a bitch.
Yeah.
This is a non-story, which we need to dedicate 45 minutes more to.
I love the fact that I brought this to your attention, and now your whole week will be shaped around this.
Well, because you're upset that it was a woman that did it.
I'm not upset at all. If she would have come to my show and said, hey, Aaron, can I do 10 minutes? Do you know what I would have done?
What?
I would have said, sure. And then I would have told Page 6 about it and complained.
So what's the gossip? You have gossip about this.
I think that there's a rumor that, I don't even want to get involved in it, but I saw this thing on YouTube where people said that she took jokes. This is crazy. Anyways.
That she's stealing jokes?
Yeah. No. I think all of SNL right now is very derivative. I think a lot of the writers are in the clubs and they just kind of lift stuff. One of my wife's bits turned up on the show this week.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes as a writer, you just go out and you take things in by just watching them and then writing them down and taping them. And then you turn them into skits. And that just happens accidentally. It's called parallel thought.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm of the school of thinking that the less you watch, the better you become as a comedian.
I agree. And it works for people other than you. But what I think... When are you going to come by the show again? You haven't come by the show in ages. You feel like doing some stand-up?
I'll come by tonight because I'm working Vermont on Saturday.
Oh, no. What are you doing there? It's a volunteer firefighter thing?
I'm playing the Old Castle Theater.
No, you're not.
In Bennington, Vermont.
What are you doing? Like a one-man show, Shakespeare?
I'm doing stand-up for an hour. You want to come with me?
Come on.
Are you working this Saturday? You want to come with me? Are you working Saturday night?
I would love to go with you, but Saturday I'm hosting an event at the Grand Havana Room in Manhattan, which is the height of private cigar clubs in the city. And I'm hosting a fundraiser where money raised will go to fight AIDS in Venezuela and some other...
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, do you know who Jordan Peterson is? You're a Canadian.
I know the name, but I'm not that familiar with his work. I know he's a big free speech advocate, and apparently his free speech work outweighs the other work that he does. That's what I've heard. I know friends of mine went to watch him talk, and he basically a lot of tiki torches and... what's the gist of him? He's a Canadian guy.
Who's pissed off about... everything that you're pissed off about. What is in my throat?
Ah, oh, that's my toe.
Oh, okay. Aaron, well, Jesus Christ. Aaron, should I come by tonight?
Yeah, you should. I'll put you on the show. It'll be great.
All right. Let's plug some gigs. What is the name of your podcast, sir?
In Hot Water, every Tuesday on compoundmedia.com.
You have some big news, I understand.
The big news is, I got a movie. I'm in a movie. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
I told you that? Yeah.
You're doing good.
I'm doing good. We're scraping by. You know, I still can't get a mortgage, but, you know, maybe in a year or two, I'll be able to get a mortgage. And what else? And, yeah, our show is going to be expanding to 4 days a week, but you didn't hear that here.
Okay.
Four days a week.
And I want to launch a tour. Did I tell you my idea for a tour?
Yeah, you go to Vermont for a night?
Yeah.
Oh, what? All right.
Comics from the David Feldman Show.
That's a great idea. Where would you do that? There's a boom happening right now. You've lived through two of these, so let's get it in while we can. Because pretty soon there's going to be improvs popping up at strip malls, and you and I are going to be back on cocaine and out of work in 3 years.
I think this boom is different, don't you?
Here's what's going to happen with this boom, is at the end of this boom, comedy is going to basically become a speakeasy thing. Seriously,
Literally a speakeasy because of the politically correct, right?
Yeah, that's it. I really see that coming, and I think I'm going to be one of the front runners of that movement, which makes me excited. I'd love to do it. Where would you do it? You do it places like
in my
Brooklyn.
Apartment. No, just in my apartment, you and me.
Yeah.
Performing for each other.
Audience or
no, just no.
Live stream it on Twitch or something. How would we do it?
There'd be streaming, but not. we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it tonight.
In my rider, I need to lay under a glass table.
Well, this was a lot of fun because I had false anger and it was about nothing, which is what. This entire culture is about. I had outrage over something that didn't exist. And I even accused a comic of being upset about something that he wasn't even upset about. So I got upset about somebody who got upset about nothing. And then it turns out he wasn't even upset about nothing. Other people were upset about nothing. But I got upset about him being upset about not really being upset. This is what podcast, this is what our whole culture is.
Yeah. It's America. What happened here today is America.
You got me angry, and it turns out I was being angry about something that I shouldn't be angry about.
Yeah. It's awesome, isn't it? Such a great feeling. It's exhilarating. Yeah.
I love you, buddy. Stay on the line for 1 second. How do people follow you on Twitter?
@AaronBerg Comedy.
Okay. Stay on the line for 1 second.